This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Back Row and Chill with Johanna James and Noel Clark on FUBAR Radio.
Pretty woman walking down the street, pretty woman, the kind I like to meet, pretty woman. I don't believe you, you're not the truth. No one could look as good as you.
Mercy.
Pretty woman, won't you pardon me, pretty woman? I couldn't help but see, pretty woman.
Friday. I just think then, what's the day? It's Friday, it's 4 p.m, it's Back Row and Chill. I'm joined today by Kevin Freshwater.
Hello, I'm back again, indeed I am.
Indeed you are back.
Thanks for having me back, it feels good.
I love your posh radio voice.
I know, it totally changes things, like I'm going the air.
Totally upper class now that you're on the radio.
The radio.
Welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
For anybody who doesn't know, Kevin Freshwater is a viral star?
Yeah, I like that terminology.
Yeah?
Superstar.
You're a Facebook famous.
I'm a bitch.
Facebook famous. You can check him out on Facebook, Kevin Freshwater.
AKA left slanted penis. AKA Jewish head.
What?
That's my AKs. My AKs, also known as.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I just made them up. I am now known by these terms.
People are going to be Googling all kinds of crap now, Kevin. But we're mates. We make lots of virally, sketchily stuff.
I've been on before,
stuff.
So if you're regular listeners, you should remember
Kevin. Right, what have we got on the show today? We've got Pack Show. We have got the Wall of Comedy Boys are back in the studio. They've made a brand new film, their first film. Proper feature cinema
film. The Weekend
film.
Movie?
It's called The Weekend Movie.
Have you seen any clips of it?
I've got the trailer to play later on, but I've not seen too many clips.
It looks good.
It does look good. Well done, boys. So we've got them in. We're going to be doing some funny challenges and stuff with them on Facebook Live, so make sure you check out FUBAR Facebook. What else have we got? We've got a lady called Alison Kugel on the phone who...
Kugel or Kugel?
Mm-hmm.
Kugel? Kugel?
Kugel, Kugel? I don't know. I'm going to say Kugel. It looks a bit like bagel, but Kugel. So, I don't know.
We'll just go with
we're just going to go with it. I just pick something and say it with confidence. Alison Kugel. We've got her on the phone as well as lots of fun and games. I've got some challenges for you, Kevin.
Oh.
Me and you playing head-to-head. We've got...
what are we playing?
We've got Guess the Movie theme tune.
Ride the theme tune, sing the theme tune.
Ride the theme tune. We've also got... I've decided to get a Christmas movie quiz going.
In November?
Yeah, do you know why? Because I was in the shops this week and I heard the first Christmas songs and I was like, what? This is way too early. What the flip? I was just like...
Christmas... I know it's meant to be 12 days leading up, isn't it? 12 days...
It's the 12 days of Christmas.
But technically, I think December. Any time...
December's fine. But this is November, man. We've only just
left. If you put your decorations up now...
We haven't even had bonfire night. Which is tomorrow. Yeah. Which is tomorrow. Remember the 5th of November.
For what reason, though?
For what?
What was the reason we should remember the 5th of November?
The gunpowder treason and plot.
Okay, but was it...
I know of no reason the gunpowder treason should ever be forgot. Boom! That's... I just remember that because of V for Vendetta.
Is it Guy Fawkes? That's it. I couldn't remember his name, then I was just struggling.
It's Guy Fawkes Night. But do you know what? This week, I was a little bit confused because I was like, right, I know we celebrate Guy Fawkes Night, but are we celebrating the fact that he didn't blow up Parliament?
Or are we celebrating the fact that he tried? I think it's because he tried.
Which side are we on, you know?
Guy Fawkes.
I don't know.
Team Guy Fawkes.
If you guys know the answer to that, then can you email in?
I'm a bit curious now.
Chill at foobarradio.com if you know what side of the...
Do we celebrate because he tried or because he failed?
Exactly. I just know that we like...
I think tried. I think because he tried.
I think it's because he failed.
We like a trier.
We do like
some of his tries.
I mean, I don't think any other terrorist in history is going to have like a...
Is he a terrorist?
Well, yeah, he tried to blow up Parliament.
That is a terrorist act.
That's
fair.
You know...
Just gunpowder.
Exactly. So I don't really know. Oh, it's getting a bit grey, isn't it? I don't really know. If you guys know, let us know.
Team Guy Fawkes.
If you guys have any other questions for Wall of Comedy Boys or myself or Kevin, then again, tweet us at Foobar Radio or email in chill@foobarradio.com. We love your emails. We'll give you a shout out. So this week, musically, I've gone through and I've picked all my favourite songs from my favourite 80s movies. So it's a pretty 80s heavy soundtrack. Do you know any 80s films?
Yeah, some.
Not really. What films do you know?
What's the one with Tom Cruise and he flies a plane? What's it called?
What?
I don't know.
Top Gun.
That's a good film. It's a good film.
Tom Cruise flies a plane? Yeah, Top Gun.
Top Gun.
I don't have any Top Gun.
With his middle tooth. A tooth right in the middle.
Somebody told me that the other day as well.
I've seen it.
Once
you see it, you can't unsee it.
I've not yet seen the third tooth of Tom Cruise.
I'll have to show you.
You have to show me. Yeah, let's Google it up. Should we Google it?
Google it.
I mean, wait, is it like a teeny weeny one in the middle?
It's like they're just lopsided. So you notice that he's just got one directly in the middle of his face. And once you see it, you can't... That's all you see. You can't unsee
he's
it.
He's just the one-toothed gopher. Just like...
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I saw the Tom Cruise most recent movie.
What, Jack Reacher?
Jack Reacher
wow,
2.
Good movie.
Never.
I definitely didn't illegally download it.
Never go
I
back.
Definitely didn't watch it that way.
I went to the premiere. All right.
Show off. Don't try and impress me.
But, yeah, what did you think of it?
Good. Really good.
I enjoyed it. I thought it was a bit punchy. If you get what I mean, you know when
do you like that sort of like? Do you like the action pack?
I do like action, but I kind of like thriller, clever action when you're, you know, as the audience member. But you know when it just gets too punchy when a fight goes on for longer, and you just get to the point where you're like, in real life,
all the baddies happen to just go over easily, but the good guy,
yeah, you'd be crying, you'd have definitely broken a rib and a face. You've broken your face. Why
doesn't bleed?
Why
Scientology doesn't bleed? doesn't bleed. He's a Scientologist.
He's just an alien. God, he is a weird one, isn't he, Tom? And he's so small.
Handsome or attractive to you?
I don't know. I'm not a cruise girl.
You're a cruiser.
I'm not a cruiser.
Cruiser. I like that term.
I like that. Are you a cruiser, do you think?
No, a little bit.
No.
I like him.
Okay. Well, I'm going to play... Ooh, what song shall I play first to like set off our 80s musical magic adventure? Have you seen Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Who, me?
Yeah. Or anyone, I'm talking to people at home as well. If you've seen it, email in.
I don't think I have, no.
Have you not seen Ferris Bueller? It's on Netflix, people. It's like, you have to see it. It's a classic. It's...
doesn't ring any bell.
No, okay. All right, well, it's John Hughes. So John Hughes, you will have heard of some of John Hughes' movies. He's my favourite director of all time. Mm-hmm. He did Home Alone. He writes and directs and really...
Home Alone was like my...
Exactly.
It's Christmas every year, and Home Alone.
Home Alone was in the...
Kevin!
Kevin! Oh, it's your name too?
Yep.
just got that. Right, okay, so this song... It's from I need to say Back to the Future. I need to put my brain in.
Slow down.
It's from Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and it's in the middle of the film when they end up going on a parade float. They illegally got on a parade. Yeah, just, it's a great song.
Sounds like such an amazing song.
It's an amazing movie. It is an amazing song, and we need to educate you, Kevin.
Yep.
All right, guys, you're on Back Row and Chill.
Dark as shame, darling, dark as shame. Thank you for all the joy and pain. Picture show, second balcony was the place we'd meet. Second seat, gold Dutch treat. You were sweet, dark as shame, darling, dark as shame. Save those lies, darling, don't explain. I recall Central Park in fall, how you tore your dress, what a mess. I confess, that's not all, dark as shame.
Right, I'm trying to Google Tom Cruise's tooth. That looks like it's a fake photo, that one.
No, that's how it looks.
No.
I don't, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
That one's definitely fake. Right, because apparently, Tom, we've just joined us, Tom Cruise apparently has like 3 front teeth or something crazy. Why are they like that? Oh, no, wait, here's one with a diagram. It's got like lots of... Oh, my gosh.
Told you.
His teeth are not straight.
He's just got one middle tooth.
It's one big one in the middle. And then surrounded by a second larger one on the side and then a smaller one on the other side.
Insane, right?
Whoa.
Not that there's anything wrong with being...
No, like, it's just very special dentistry, isn't it?
Very.
That's...
There must be his own teeth then, surely, because you wouldn't go into the dentist
to get... Well, he should get a refund if they're not his real teeth.
I want one in the middle.
Can you imagine?
I just want one tooth.
One tooth to rule them all. Wow. That's weird. Okay, cool. Well, moving swiftly on from the one-toothed Tommy. Right, movies that are coming out this year. I did a little bit of a research.
Okay.
A little bit of a research, is that what you say? At what I'm interested in that's coming out. So one of the big ones that's coming out at the end of the year soon is a film called Passengers. Have you heard?
Don't think I've heard of it.
It's the new Chris
Pratt.
It would
have been nice to have had a bit of an update before I come in to pretend that I knew what I was talking about. Passenger, oh yeah.
Yeah. Up for a BAFTA,
I definitely haven't heard of it.
No, Passengers. It is Chris Pratt, you know, from Jurassic World,
Okay, yep, good actor.
You know, he's just in
Guardians of the Galaxy.
He's in everything right now. Hottest property. And Jennifer Lawrence. The hottest queen of Hollywood. Oh, for God, she's like from Hunger Games.
Oh, right. Good banter about her as well.
Yeah, she's like...
careless. She just says what she wants to say.
She just goes for it, doesn't she?
She can't be controlled.
Yeah, I love her. I think, you know, she could turn me leather. Totally.
Probably would turn me leather, to be fair.
You'd be leather for her? Brilliant. Yeah. Well, it's basically Passengers is the synopsis of the story is that future.
Brilliant.
And they're on a spaceship and they're being frozen and sent to another planet, but only Chris Pratt and Jennifer Lawrence
I think I might have seen the trailer.
They wake up 90 years too soon, so they're stuck on a spaceship.
And then something bad happens, doesn't it? They woke up just in time.
Well, in most movies, something bad does happen. That's normally like the whole thing. They're a hidden person.
I'm trying to think. I've definitely seen it advertised.
Yeah, no, 100%. They're really going hard on the... All of the stuff was released on YouTube and the internet this week, so I've been having a look. I've got the trailer to play for you in a moment, so you can have a little listen. But I also looked up a bit of like the facts behind the production and stuff, because the script has been trying to be made for a long time. And originally, Keanu Reeves was attached to play the main guy. So it was going to be the Matrix guy. But he's
a pretty cool dude. Do you know much about...
I do know.
He's the only guy that doesn't have a big fancy house, and he rides the subway regularly.
Yeah, he just
gives
total
most
chill,
of his money to fix chill. Up. Didn't he's maybe got this wrong, but someone died, like his wife and child.
Yeah,
and he just gives 80% of his all the money that he made from the Matrix. He just gave it away.
He gave it on. Yeah.
He's wow, what a man.
He doesn't really revel in the celebrity. It's just like, what's the point? So he just,
it's pretty cool.
Total mellow dude. Yeah, I love him.
Pretty cool.
So he was going to be in it. And I mean, I quite like a bit of Keanu Reeves. I love The Matrix. But Chris Pratt became involved instead. And originally it was going to be either Reese Witherspoon, Rachel McAdams, or Emily Blunt. They were all cast at some point and then all uncast. I don't know why. And on the poster, a little secret little fandom for the poster, underneath the poster there is ... which is SOS. It's Morse code for SOS.
Oh, right.
So there's SOS on the poster. It's a little sneaky little, whoever designed that was like, cool. And pay-wise, money-wise, so Chris Pratt, guess how much Chris Pratt got paid for this movie?
I wouldn't even think.
Guess, just grab a number.
500 million. I'm joking. I don't know. £500,000 or something? More?
He got $12 million.
No!
For being in this movie.
I should have guessed more than £500,000, but
and
wow,
guess how much
million?
Jennifer Lawrence
half
got.
Half that.
She got $20 million.
She got more!
She got more than Chris Pratt.
So just between the two of them, they've made $30 million plus.
$30 million plus,
that's
I know.
That's insane.
If I was them, I'd be like, right, let's just go all in, split it, and off we go.
I won £1,000 today, and that made me happy. 12 million. No, 20 million. Jesus.
$20 million. What even? Jesus. She's my age. She's our age. What do you even do with $20 million?
But all their other... I'd like to know their net worth, because if they've made that just from this movie, what'd she make from Hunger Games?
That's just this movie. This is just getting silly.
It blows my mind.
It blows my mind. Oh, let's play a little bit of Passengers so everyone can like be like...
Yeah, because I'm a bit intrigued as
what
well.
What are you talking about? Okay, so this is the... you know, the trailer for Passengers.
We boarded the Avalon with a destination. 120 years hibernation means we'll wake up in a new century on a new planet. But a year ago, everything changed.
Hello? Anybody here?
Hello? Do you know what's going on? Nobody else is awake.
I think something went wrong with the hibernation pods. We woke up too soon. 9 years too soon.
This can't be happening. We have to go back to sleep.
We can't.
Aurora, we love you!
Boom! Boom!
Boom!
I don't know. I love a sci-fi.
I do as well.
I love
especially
sci-fi.
I like period movies. Ooh. Period movies and shows as well, when it's set back in the time.
I love it when it's
future as well.
Actually, I like both. When they're in the future and then they go back in time. What?
Oh, have you seen? Should we talk about Passenger before we just roll away?
No, you can roll away.
Have you seen Cowboys and Aliens?
Yes.
I love it. It's cowboys, it's aliens. You can't make this shit up.
What more could you want?
You can't. There's nothing more you could ever want.
No, I love that. And actually, if you, you should check out then, if you like a bit of cowboy, alien, weird stuff, you should check out the new series, HBO series, Westworld.
Okay.
It, honestly, I've got into it, me and Joe Tasker.
It's a series?
Yeah, it's a series. It's on Sky Atlantic, HBO.
I can't take on any more series. I'm binging every night.
You need to see
this. Sons of Anarchy. I'm addicted.
You're late to the party.
American Horror Story.
Okay, that's, I can accept that. But honestly, get round to Westworld. It's set in the future again, like, and it's with sci-fi. You need to have a decent budget.
Yeah.
There's just, if you have a little like crappy little CGI thing
on a bit of fishing wire,
it's not working.
Comes the plane.
Thunderbirds are go. You can't. So they got decent budget for Westworld, and it's about this like pleasure park, amusement park in the future, a bit like Disney World, but times 100. Where
times 100.
Times 100, where people can go, and everyone there is robots, but they're so good. They're called hosts, that you can't tell that they're robots. They're so human-like. And it's about when the park goes wrong. Some, they get a virus, they get a bug, and all of these robots.
Which has
hosts,
never been done before.
This is definitely a special one. This is a special one because the hosts, basically, people go and they pay to have sex with these robots, to kill them. You can do whatever you want in Westworld. It's like, it's cowboy. Yeah, you sat up then, didn't you?
Damn. Where do I buy a ticket for this? Is this real life we're talking about?
Well, in Westworld, anything's real life, isn't
it? Okay, I'm intrigued now.
So what happens is, this is when, but every night they reset the park and they fix all the robots and they wash all the robots and they reprogram them.
They wash them.
They add them.
They wipe them down with wet wipes.
They literally have to do more than that, right? Super scrub them. And then every day the robots get reset and they have no memory of what happened to them. But
so the robots think, like, they have their own thought process.
Yeah, the robot have and they have no memory. But what happens is they've got a virus where they're starting to remember
all the bad shit.
They're starting to remember getting killed and raped and everything, and it's starting to make them glitch.
And then there's anarchy.
And there's gonna be anarchy. I'm only three episodes in because I'm watching with a friend.
And what's this called again?
It's called Westworld.
I'm gonna definitely look this up.
Google that one. So tonight. Westworld. I'm also looking forward to Passengers. And another film's coming out early 2017. It's called Get Out. Have you seen? Get out of my park. It's not Peggy Mitchell's biography. It's have you seen anything on the internet about it?
I haven't.
Okay, well,
but I keep saying I haven't. Then you describe it, and I go, "Oh wow, yeah, actually."
Oh, actually, healthy. So
keep going, and I'll probably.
Okay, well, I've got the trailer for this as well. So, Get Out is basically a story of, well, the first instance, I thought it was like going to be a rom com. It's actually like a horror thriller. It's about a girl who's bringing her black boyfriend home to her like middle class parents in upstate New York, and when they get there, all kinds of freaky stuff.
Oh, I have. And then, it's a little bit on the racial kind of side of things. Yeah, it's a little bit edgy.
It's very edgy.
I have seen that,
Right, let's play the trailer for Get Out, because honestly...
Get more pub.
Right, here we go.
Mom and Dad, my black boyfriend will be coming up this weekend. I just don't want you to be shocked, but he's a black man.
I ain't never seen you like this before, bro.
Meeting families and taking road trips. Don't come back all bougie, man.
Come back, get your damn pants up to your damn stomach.
So look, I go do my research. Apparently, a whole bunch of brothers been missing in this suburb.
But it's cool.
Bro, how you not scared of this, man?
Couldn't see no brother around here.
Chris was just telling me how he felt much more comfortable with my being here.
Get out.
Sorry, man.
Get out!
Yo! Rose, we gotta go.
Is everything okay?
Rose, the keys. Just get the keys.
I don't know where they are.
Oh my god, get the keys, Rose.
So what you couldn't see there was that everybody in this sort of, it was part inspired by Stepford Wives, apparently. So it's like,
really?
It's like this perfect community where everyone's, you know, sort of rosy
hot fuzz,
bit like that. It's very hot fuzzy, but totally serious. This film is like totally on the serious. I think it could have been a really good comedy, but they went for the serious one because it does look incredibly scary. And so her parents, oh, her mother, in fact, is a hypnotist?
A
hypnotherapist or something. And she's doing something. She's messing with the minds of people. So it's all... I love all that. Like,
the black people.
I love black people, but...
Yes, but that's who they're doing it to.
Oh, I see.
Not, yeah.
massive indication.
So yeah, if you want to see the film, then it's called Get Out. My pub. Get my pub.
Get out my pub. It's coming in February. No, it looks super freaky. So definitely get onto YouTube or Apple Trailers and check out Passengers and Get Out. They're my recommendations for the week. Right. Last week at the end of the show, I was trying to put on a song from Ferris Bueller's Day Off, but there was a big miscommunication and the wrong song got played. So
what happened? Sorry, I missed that. Say it again.
We played the wrong song last week. At the end of the show, I wanted to play Oh Yeah by Yellow.
Very unprofessional.
And I ended up playing Oh Yeah by Moby, which is not in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. So I wanted to get back in this as well. Actually, it's been in another 80s film. It was also in The Secret of My Success, which has got Michael J. Fox. You know Michael J. Fox?
Yes, from Back to the Future. Big fan.
You should check out Secret of My Success.
He's quite old now, isn't he? You still see him as...
He's forever a teenager in your head, isn't he? But no, Secret of My Success was in the late 80s, and it's about this young guy who works... He basically works in the post department of, like, a massive, super building.
And then he gets to...
He walks into an office, and he gets mistaken for the new guy, and he basically works two jobs, half in the office downstairs and half he's, like, working in the proper... with the big kids.
The grown-ups, the adults.
But this... song was in both of those movies and it was very popular, so I'm going to attempt to play it again. Let's fingers crossed it's the right one this time. Yeah, okay, here we go. Is it? Yes it is. Here we go. Enjoy.
Presents
Harriet Rose
AM
Sniper, how's it going?
Working with Wiley, he's probably one of the most professional artists I've ever collaborated with. Man's a boss, isn't it? So man's not going to be treated in a certain way by people. If people respect me because I respect them. The way that Wiley worked with me, like he shows up at the video, he delivers the verses. I've worked with people that are a lot slower and unprofessional than him. And yeah, fuck them.
Every Thursday, Harriet Rose from 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio. You're listening to Back Row and Chill. Johanna James and Kevin Freshwater.
Hello, it's me.
We're about to have our first guest on the phone. It's former celeb journalist Alison Kugel, and she has seen more skeletons than the Crypt Keeper when it comes to celebrity and political dirty laundry. I'm hoping that she's got some juicy stuff to tell. Oh, so let's see if she's on the line. Alison, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Hi, Kevin. Hi, Johanna.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
No, that's fine. So we hear that you have written a book about all your sort of collective juicy details from all these celebrities.
I have. I spent 10 years as senior editor of a newswire called PR.com in the States. And I logged a little over 200 interviews during that time with, you know, the most famous names in music, entertainment, politics, sports, you name it.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And that's a lot of interviews.
And who was your...
Yeah, it's a lot.
To sort of name drop a little bit, who was, like, your kind of favorite interview or top interview?
I really loved the interview that I did with Russell Simmons because I'm kind of a deep girl. I love to talk about spirituality and you know, the evolution of the soul and all of that kind of stuff. Probably not what you were looking to hear today. But he's a very deep spiritual guy, and he had a lot to say about, you know, hip-hop stars and rap stars and, you know, some of the lyrics that they write about women and his take on it and things like that. And it was a really great conversation, and especially because my first year starting off as a journalist, whoever was his PR girl at the time, she kind of gave me the brush off. She said, I don't know who you are and we're not interested, click. And then a few years later, you know, they came to me and offered me the interview. So that was really cool also.
Cool. Go on.
No, some others that I really loved. I really loved talking to Jenna Jameson, believe it or not, because...
I was just reading that, actually. That was probably going to be my next question.
The porn star.
The porn star. Yeah, because, you see, that's what it is.
One of my personal favorites.
People say, oh, you know, porn star. But she was actually one of the most articulate, intelligent women that I'd ever, you know, spoken to. And that kind of threw me for a loop. Mm. And she was down to talk about politics and social issues and things like that. So that was really cool. And Mike Tyson, the Kardashians. People that, you know, you'd never expect. You know, I didn't come across a lot of ego, to be quite honest with you.
Oh, really? Who was the most down-to-earth celebrity that you've ever come across? Someone who you're just like, wow, fame has not affected you.
I would have to probably say Kourtney Kardashian.
Really?
I would
probably the only one out of the bunch that would be the most down to earth, though, surely.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, real down to earth, just kind of like any girlfriend that you might have a chat with or something like that, and the things that kind of made her feel insecure and kind of tentative about, you know, living her life on camera were the kind of things that would make anybody feel self-conscious. There were certain people that you would really forget that they were who they supposedly are in the media when you're speaking to them because they are so down to earth.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really cool.
Was there anybody on the flip side of that who was a little bit, you know, unreachable or a little bit on a different level because they were quite famous? Was there anybody who was on the polar opposite?
If you're talking in terms of ego, I would say Gene Simmons from Kiss, you know, had an out of control ego with a dash of narcissism thrown in.
He's earned it, to be fair. He's definitely earned that position to be.
Nancy Sinatra, Frank Sinatra's eldest daughter, she gave me a very good, thorough interview, but she was very uptight and very, not very accommodating when I asked her questions about how you know, she's a musician, and being her father's daughter, how did it affect her career? Did it help her? Did it hurt her? You know, she was, I think, you know, the ego kind of sprouted up, and she wasn't too happy to be questioned like that. And she didn't say very nice things about me on her blog when the interview came out.
Cheers, Nancy.
Which kind of, yeah, I mean, I love her dad, so that wasn't cool. I was kind of bummed out about that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I still love her dad.
Ooh, so what are you sort of up to at the moment with your project? So you've the book is it in what stage of production is it at the moment?
The book is called Journaling Fame, a memoir of a life unhinged and on the record, because the book actually covers all these celebrity interviews. And while it's going on, I also kind of talk about and decode my experience with having anxiety and panic attacks.
Okay.
So it's a hybrid of the two. And right now, it is in production. It's slated to be released in February. I don't have the exact release date yet, but it will be early 2017.
Cool. Brand new for next year. So is it going to be available probably online? Is that...
It's going to be available, every online outlet in the States, Canada, the UK, Australia, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books a Million, all the different popular downloadable.
Cool, we can download it on Amazon. Woo!
And can we find you on any social? Can we find you on any social media platforms?
Well, I'm an Instagram girl, so you could find me at
Kevin's an Instagram girl.
TheAllisonKugel.com.
Cool. Have you got anything else sort of now you've got the book in the bag that you're planning on doing next? Are you continuing with your sort of celebrity adventures?
You know, I'm in the tech world now. I invented an app called YouPitch.
Okay.
Which is it's the first matchmaking app for journalists and PR folks. So right now it's really catching on in the States and in Canada, and we hope to bring it over to UK journalists.
That sounds like a really good idea.
Yeah, so that's exciting. I have a sneaking suspicion, though, that once this book comes out and all this press comes out, that I'll probably be lured back into the celeb journalism space. So we'll
lured
see.
Back in.
We'll see.
Celebrity glitter.
Lord back in, yeah.
And just so we can have a sneak peek of something from the book, is there any particular story, a favorite story that or bit of juicy gossip from any celebrity that you think would be fun?
It's funny because are you guys familiar with Dave Chappelle over there in the UK?
Dave Chappelle, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Okay. Well, I never interviewed him, but I spent quite a bit of time with him in the late 90s and early 2000s, because before I went into journalism, I actually worked for his agent at the time, and he and I became good friends because he's a little older than me, but we're about the same age. And, there was one instance where I was in Playboy's College Girls, right after college. He didn't go to college because he was already on the comedy circuit.
Yeah.
But I went to visit. He was in L.A. at the time when I was living there on business. He was shooting a pilot, and he heard that I was in there, so he was teasing me a bit about it, and he said, you know, can you bring a copy of your Playboy issues? Like, oh, and by the way, can you bring a bottle of lotion also? I was like,
Jay, what a lad.
And he goes, no, I forgot to pack lotion in my suitcase. Okay, this is a little weird. But, I went there, and he said to me, can you autograph it? I said, I'm not autographing this for you, because he was kind of like my big brother.
Yeah.
I said, I wouldn't even know what to write. And he said, well, just write Happy Birthday, Love, Allison. So I wrote Happy Birthday, Love, Allison across my naked, body. And gave it to him.
That's amazing.
Do you have a copy of your Playboy magazine?
For me.
No.
I have them in my garage collecting dust, it was a long time ago.
Oh, that's great. You can find it one day in 50 years time, you'll find it and be like, oh, look at me.
Oh, totally. Even now I'm like, I look at it in amazement. I'm like, wow, there's no cellulite on my body. That's so tricky.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much, Allison. That was really lovely. So we can look forward to your book in brand new in 2017. Somebody said, pack us up after Christmas.
Amazing.
Yeah.
In the new year. Well, all the best of luck with the app and everything else. Thanks so much. You've been a great sport.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye, Allison.
Bye.
Bye.
oh my god, bring a bottle of lotion to the hotel room.
Well, I'd probably ask
Mr. Chappelle.
Naughty boy.
What a naughty, naughty boy.
Oh, he gets lead points for that.
Yeah.
Lead points.
10 points what a to
bro,
Gryffindor.
What a bro.
And I was just seeing in the notes here, Jenna Jameson revealed that she backs Hillary Clinton. Ooh.
I don't back none of them, to be honest. I know, like, we're English and doesn't count, but I don't think none of them are up for the job, to be honest.
Have you seen that internet meme, which is like, I think that we should... America should just be single for a few years and just take some time for ourselves. And I like Obama. I really like Obama.
Yeah, I did like Obama.
I think he's great.
Charismatic? Is that
he's charismatic. Yeah. He's just calmed down to earth. I've seen lots of stuff of him off interview. Like, there's, like, recordings of him when he's not on president mode. And he just seems like such a...
Decent man to be in control of a country.
Yeah, like...
I'm like Trump. It's a bit
of a... Oh, my God.
Bit of a risky business.
I have this, like, horrible foreboding feeling that Trump is going to...
And just destroy the country.
He's just going to win and it's going to be awful. And
if you're an American listening, I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry
right now.
Oh, Kevon, we've got an email in. It says, Kevin and Johanna, when are you going to do another video together again? Oh, I can't talk. I love the one you did about leaving guys alone. So true. Love, Alice. leaving guys alone. Well, Alice, we're in the process of making loads more videos.
Yeah, but stay tuned because next couple of weeks, maybe.
Next couple of weeks, we're going
to
be.
Because there's a lot of things lined up for us to be doing together, and there's a lot of big opportunities. Big. So if everything falls into place, we're hoping it will. There'll be tons and tons of content.
More content. Yeah. I mean, we can't really say too much at the moment, but we...
I wish I could, though. It's so hard.
We're working on
something. Big things are happening.
This is getting really sexual. Yeah. Big things are coming.
I have a big thing and it's coming. It's coming soon.
Oh, dear. But yeah, don't worry. We forgot.
Yeah, no, it's on its way.
Fun. More comedy fun is on the way. Right, time for the next song. I feel like I'm educating you. This is great. Have you seen a film called Pretty in Pink? The silent, the audio. Yeah,
I don't know the intensity. I'm building.
It's another John
Hughes.
I'm
crap with names and remembering, but I probably have seen it and just can't remember the
title. Well, this is the opening song called Pretty in Pink from the film Pretty in Pink by John Hughes.
What's it called? Pretty in Pink?
It's called Pretty in Pink. I think I just spat everywhere twice, multiple times. But yeah, it's one of my favourite songs from the movie. So let's enjoy this. It's by the Psychedelic Furs.
Straight. She turns herself around and she smiles. Bobby, it's Kent Jones. And usually I like to be in the front, but right now this is back row and chill.
Whose voice was that?
That was Kent Jones.
He's cool.
That was Kent Jones.
Back row and chill right now.
I know.
Damn.
TJ interviewed him a couple weeks back, and he made us some idents for the show. And
that was cool. He's a
sexy, isn't he?
Damn.
Oh, damn.
Damn.
Well, we got another email in. People are loving the 80s music. It says, hey, I love the 80s films. Please tell me you've got Breakfast Club coming up from Nina. Let me have a little look. I played some Breakfast Club last week, so maybe I didn't include it this week. Let's see. We've got loads of 80s tunes, though, coming up. We've just heard that the Wall of Comedy Boys have made it into the building. Which is
oh,
cool.
Hell no.
Oh, wait.
Oh, hell no.
That's my favourite.
Yeah. So cool.
I know. I wish you just bust that out in like a, you're in a queue.
You just have it in life. You just, and it comes out. Hell no.
Yeah, ours was shit, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, right. Moving on. I feel like we could play. Do you want to play a game?
Yeah.
I think, and you guys, like games. You guys at home can play as well. You can contact us, tweet us at FooBar Radio, or chill at foobarradio.com is straight to our email inbox. We will shout you out. Right, I've prepared another Guess the Movie theme tune. Let me see.
From any era or just in general?
It's just general movies.
Okay,
we've gone from general movies.
I'm going to be really dreadful, but let's just...
But I need to do my fanfare because it's an official thing
okay,
now.
Nice,
so
yeah.
I'm just going to do Guess the Movie theme tune. Theme thing.
wait. Do it again. I think you should really give it some this time.
Oh, really?
Give it some. Yes.
Are you re-auditioning me?
Yes. Because that was... Go.
Okay, let's try it one more time. Okay.
I believe in you.
Guess the movie theme tune.
Game.
That was much better. I'm sorry for my half-hearted attempt.
Yeah.
Right. So let's just be ready. Producer Natalie, could I... no,
we're playing a game.
I want to play the game.
We should play with the boys, or we've got a game.
I need the answers to the game that I have prepared. so well. Okay, the minions brought
here
the answers.
Go.
That's fine. Okay, here we go. So, have we got? So I've got a buzzer here. So. Oops, so I
that's not a good one.
So if you get it wrong, there we go. Let's start it off here. So what is this first film? Any guesses?
Say
it's music from the movie. What movie is that?
The Beach?
Same actor, but no.
Oh!
No, it's from Romeo and Juliet.
Ah, I should have known this, because you said...
Number two. Any guesses?
No.
Pearl Harbor.
Okay, good movie. This is really tricky.
I've got harder. Come on, this one.
This is... Oh, I know it, but the... 18!
Yes!
Okay. Johanna definitely didn't give me any clues there. I guessed that all by myself.
Number four.
This is Disney, what? No? No?
This is...
Harry Potter!
Yes! Well done.
Yes.
Number five.
No, I have no clue.
It's Narnia.
Narnia.
Oh, what an amazing soundtrack that is.
So that is really hard. That
number six.
No, nothing.
Schindler's List.
What?
Schindler's List.
Never even heard of it. Who is the hell with Schindler's List and why has he got a list?
Number seven.
Jaws!
Yes!
Yes!
Okay.
No one likes shots.
You're quite good at this.
A little bit.
Number eight.
I know it. I'm just going to go, I like it. The Lion King.
It is, indeed. Yes.
Which was, again, a play. I think we discussed it last time. They stole the idea from...
They did.
Enough.
I know I will.
What film is this from?
I don't know, but I know that I love the song.
It's from Pretty Woman.
Okay. I'm not a big fan of Pretty Woman, but I'm a big fan of Julia Roberts. She's
big
beautiful.
Fan of that song.
She used to have hairy armpits. Did you know that?
I think we all
never
do.
Shaved them.
Number 10. It's a solemn one. It's about soldiers.
About soldiers?
Mm-hmm. Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, I should have known that.
Number 11.
Toy Story. Oh, bang. Wow. Grew up on this shit. Grew up on this. You got a friend in me.
You got a friend. Nice. Nice rendition.
You're welcome.
Number 12.
Oh, Fast and Furious.
Well done. Yeah. Do you know what number?
7.
Oh my god. Extra point. Number 13.
Well, how many is there? The Rainbow. Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Yeah, but what film?
Mary Poppins?
No. Oh. There's No Place Like Home. There's No Place Like
Home. Oh, Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Well, the old one, though.
Number 14.
Oh, it's that bird. Oh, it's that woman
it's that
from the adverts.
It's
what's
the
name?
Bird. Who is that bird? What film is she
with
in?
The black hair, the beautiful one.
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Yeah. What's the movie, though?
Oh, Breakfast at Tiffany's. Number 15.
The Hills Are Alive.
What
hills are alive?
What film?
The Hills Are Alive. Oh,
no.
No.
The Sound of Music.
Yeah. Oh. I thought it was called The Hills Are Alive.
Okay, number 16. But
diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Who sings this?
Fudge knows.
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Marilyn Monroe?
Yes!
Yeah!
Number 17.
Oh, this is Hairspray! I love Hairspray! But I'm a geezer. I don't really. I never knew it was. My sister watches it all the time, not me.
Number 18. Though
the sound of it is something quite atrocious.
It's
Mary Poppins.
Yes. Yeah. Supercalifragilistic
expialidocious.
I'm in love the life.
How many is there?
19.
Forever?
There's
25. Hadrian. It's Rocky.
It's Rocky. Great. Okay. Oh, number 20.
You're Adrian.
Number 20.
No clue.
One
whatsoever.
Of the saddest. It's Watership Down.
Never heard of it.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! Don't ever god me.
21.
Grease Lightning. Tell me more. See how the car. Hey Sandy. Wonder what she is doing.
Number 22.
I'm as good as you.
Can you guess where it's from?
Nope.
It's from James Bond, The Spy Who Loved Me.
Okay, that was a tricky one.
23.
So how many is there?
25.
Oh, gosh. The time of my life. No one puts baby in the corner.
Yes!
Dirty Dancing.
Perfect. Oh, okay. Got
this,
two
is
more.
This is fun.
This is
fun. I'm enjoying this. This is really fun.
24. Any guesses?
No clue. Not so ever.
It's from Chicago. And then final one.
Oh, I like this though. I don't know where it's from, but it's a good song.
It's from Bridget Jones's Diary.
Shit.
Well done. I'm going to give you applause. You got at least 16 right.
Damn!
Well done. That was amazing. That was one of the hardest and longest
If I ever
quiz.
Come back, I want to play that game again.
Isn't it fun?
It was really
it's amazing.
Fun.
Right, so now I'm going to go back to a couple more 80s movie soundtracks. So which one am I going to play? No. Oh, right. This one is from a film called Uncle Buck. Have you ever seen
Yes,
that one?
Uncle Buck.
John. Well, that's John Hughes. That's John Buddy Hughes.
Oh, right. Okay. What was the other one he did?
You're getting a theme here, aren't you?
Yo, You're Still Alive, Winston. Bobsleigh Team.
Oh, with John. You're talking about John Candy.
He was in that.
In Cool Runnings.
But Uncle Buck was the same guy.
Yeah. So the guy, he was called John
Candy. Oh, so
Candy.
He's not John Hughes.
No. Right, let's just
it's
get this
so
out.
Confusing.
So there's an actor called John Candy.
Who played Uncle Buck.
The fat guy who played Uncle Buck.
Oh, so he's not the one who wrote it and all that.
No. He's just an actor called John Candy.
Right, I'm with you now.
John Hughes wrote the movie.
Write the theme tune, sing the theme tune.
Anyway, Uncle Buck, classic 80s movie about these three kids who get left with their uncle.
Uncle Buck.
Who doesn't know how to look after kids? But this is the song that they play. It's called Tweedledee. And it's when he's making breakfast in the morning. And now this is like when I'm making pancakes on a Saturday morning or something, this is my like breakfast cooking song.
Yeah?
So anyone who's like cooking dinner right now, I'm going to help you.
And if you're at home, visualise it.
Visualise it.
She's cooking pancakes. Set the scene.
Honestly.
On a Saturday.
drizzly morning.
It's
syrup everywhere.
Syrup everywhere. My hair's all messed up. You know, I've got sleep in my eye. It's fine. It's sexy. It's fine. We're gonna go with it. I'm making like bloody amazing
sexy
pancakes.
Sexy pancake juice.
So this is Tweedledee by Laverne Baker and the Gliders.
Let's do it.
I'm as happy as can be. Jiminy Cricket, Jiminy Jack, you make my heart go clickety clack. Tweedledee, Tweedledee, Tweedledee.
Pancakes.
Damn.
And it's not a great cooking song. You've just been in the kitchen. Like,
I didn't really pay much attention, actually, to be honest.
Oh, well, that's because you got distracted because all the comedy boys are in the studio. Yeah.
The boys are in the studio.
In the studio.
Yeah, I'm excited. You know, it's good to be here with Johanna and Noel. I mean,
that's a part. Get more studio, yeah.
It's a no.
It's not your studio. No,
I'm co-hosting.
Okay.
I wish Dee was in there. Gosh.
We're one man down. We're one man down.
Send Percy home.
Same look. You mean? I'm trying to do your style, bro.
What's that?
He's trying to be a sweet boy like you.
He's
a lot more muscular than I remember. Came in, I was like, damn.
Kevin's feeling threatened. But that's fine. I hit the gym this week. I've been rolling back
you
to the gym.
You hit it?
I hit it.
With what?
With my head. Just. No, I went to the gym the first time in many a year.
What did you do in the gym?
I did the running machine. I did the rowing machine.
She went in the spa. She sat in the jacuzzi.
No, but do you know what?
Did you do that big pole thing?
Pole dancing. What?
Did you sit on the big pole, Johanna? There's a whole other show.
There.
What pole? What, like, I did like weights.
Okay.
You did the pole.
I did the pole. I worked the pole, man.
With all the fellas and stuff in the gym. Do you know what I mean?
The fellas
and stuff.
Are they a bit pervy?
Oh yeah, like it was actually quite bad. Like all these like personal trainers like, let me just help you with that squat from behind. I'm like, I think I'm okay, mate. And they're just like, no, we just need to angle you a little bit more. So
you went to gym in America?
Yeah, I just popped over for the gym. It's cheaper. It works out cheaper, you know. guys, I just want to shout out, if anyone's got any questions for the Wall of Comedy Boys, then tweet us at FUBAR Radio or email in chill@fubarradio.com and we will shout you out and get your questions answered. So thank you, boys, for coming back in.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
You've got some very exciting news because you are promoting. You're in the mists of promoting your very first.
And first of all, I watched the trailer of the day and I just want to say, it looks so good.
Okay, the film.
The
weekend movie.
I'm expecting, isn't it? I thought it was that news. Yeah, but it's good, yeah, yeah. I'm joking, guys. Look at his face.
He's so confused right now.
Kevin was like,
we're very excited, man. We've got our first feature film coming out, the weekend movie. And, you know, it's the first film which, you know, people will class as maybe urban because black people are in it, but without guns and knives.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's a start.
I don't know if I want to watch it now.
So what is it? What has it got without guns and knives? What have you replaced that with?
That looked really good.
Normal stuff?
Yeah.
A load of normal stuff.
Normal shit.
Okay, it's not that normal because we get 100 grand, yeah, so we're three friends. Get 100k in a weekend. And
how did you get the money?
Was it on the pub?
Did you have to sit on the pub?
Transcribe the film, or do you want to watch it?
I'm going to definitely watch it.
No, we've got to sell it though, bro. We've got to sell it to the audience.
We can't tell them how we got it.
Wait, set the tone. Set the tone. Yeah, put some like intense music.
Yeah, yeah. Go.
Use your deep voice like this.
Put pressure on Jar.
The second of the seven.
Yeah, right. Here we go. Right. So it's three friends.
That's it.
What happens?
Three friends. One bag of cash. One weekend. The money gets spent. But whose money is it?
Dun 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 dun! That's the lightning. Oh shit!
I was feeling that. Right, joke aside.
We should do the promo for the film.
Yeah, you should. Now, joke aside, it's about three friends. They find a bag of cash which gets swapped accidentally.
Yeah. Classic mistake.
Yeah, classic mistake.
We've all done it.
Yeah. Movies will. They have this money. I play a character called Derek, who's a uni student, pretty, you know, head screwed on.
Mm-hmm. I play Malcolm, he gets all the girls type of character.
Real life, generally, that's a Percy life, isn't it?
Yeah, you know what it is? I'm method as well, you know? Piff, like, shall mean. But, and we've got Tyler in the group, you know,
Tyler's got a bit of a screw loose.
Is that D?
Yeah. D plays Tyler, and Tyler is.
In his red quarter.
That's my call.
That's your
call. It's actually Percy's character's call, and it's not red, it's pink, because Percy likes pink cars.
What's wrong with pink? But
anyway, I just don't prefer pink cars, personally speaking.
Why are you wearing a pink shirt right now?
This is live stream, so they can see I'm not. Hey! They get this bag of money, and Derek doesn't want to spend this money, but Tyler and Malcolm convince him to spend the money. And what happens when you spend 100 grand that isn't yours?
Yeah, and you know what? We're not just in it. Like, we've got Ashley Inks in it, we've got Squeezy, we've got a whole lot of people. It's a bit like. Squeezy.
Arnold George.
Okay.
Get down with the kids. Yeah, Come on, Kevin.
I'm so in.
And, you know, it's a bit like Hangover meets like Superbad. Yeah.
Well, I see the trailer. I don't know if one of you posted it on social media. I watched it. I thought, ooh, this looks
actually
good.
We've got the trailer right now, so we're going to play the trailer.
Do it.
For
do
all
it.
Listeners.
Do it. Do
just
it.
In case they didn't get, you know, drawn in by our trailer. We'll play that now and then we can come back.
Hey, Mr. Hinckley. I'm back from university.
You went away.
Yeah.
Prison?
What you say, you look a pussy, yo?
I did! Oh, there's five of them! There's five of them, that's five divided by three. Oh, it's very important!
Wait!
Drive, bro!
Welcome to Peckham!
Where are you not going?
All good, bruv.
Bruv. You guys never get invited to parties like this. I mean, why do you think things have changed?
Hey, Tanya. Woohoo.
Hey. Do I know you?
Coke 4-5. Ride, road all night. You, all your life. Thank God you got home all right. I heard what you said.
This is most likely drug money.
Has anyone around this area? I got into a bit of money recently.
Them boys there early were moving a bit flashy.
Come to swing in the back. It's all mad right now, fam. It's all mad.
Hey!
I'm sorry, Derek. It's every man for themselves.
Whoa, hey, shut up.
I'm on the phone.
I could do so much for this people, boy. You think I learned origami? Point me to the party. Big joint like a Marley.
Cool.
Cool.
Funny story.
Funny story. I love that tune.
That was good. Did you get to pick the music involved in it? Or
no, we didn't.
So you guys, did you guys, how involved were you in the production? Were you purely in your characters, or did you get any, were you producing, or?
Sorry, I was trying to finish the sweep. basically, yeah, the film was written, and the original story is by Kojo. It was directed by Sheridan DeMeyers, and we were cast to play the three characters.
So it was written for you, essentially.
No, it was actually it was written for Kojo five or 6 years ago. But by the time he got the money to get it off the ground, he was a bit too old to play those characters. So
then he needed three sexy young guys, to step in them shoes there, you know.
So he waited another 2 years, and then we came along, and then he said, those are the boys who I need in my film. And you know, we can't really be in, even if we are just cast in a film, we can't be in a film and not have, you know, creative license and creative control to be able to put our spin on it. And yeah, man, it's a real collaborative process. And you know,
I think it'd be lacking if you didn't put your spin on it.
Yeah. And you know, they said to us, look, we don't want it that, you know, the words on the page are the words on the page, but we cast you guys because we want you guys to bring what you do. Do you know what
so
I mean?
So each scene would, like, you know, break up and have the license and freedom to just make it our own, really, and make sure that it was funny.
Yeah. Does anyone, Deva, did you do anything, like, brings the most wackiest stuff?
You know what? We were actually competing.
Really?
There was a certain scene with money involved, yeah?
Yeah.
And the shot, how it was like this pan. So it would pan to someone and then have to do something fresh, basically, yeah?
Yeah.
And I remember, can I tell them? I can probably tell them. No.
What's that?
Well, you know the money thing with their...
It's too late, you have to tell us now.
Yeah, remember when it came... Yeah, yeah, we was hiding the money in different places. Do you remember? So we were just competing, basically. So every time someone did something, that was what made the film funnier, because everyone was like...
We were competing with each other who's going to be funnier in that scene.
Yeah.
So we're each pushing each other.
I'm just trying to make the sound man laugh, you know, when he just dropped the boom.
Yeah,
he's just dying. That's my aim.
I love it when the directors... I love it and I hate it, where they're just like, do something different or bring me something
extreme. Be funny.
Bring me something extreme. Be funny.
That's long.
That's the hardest one. No, when they tell you to be a particular emotion, be funny, be sad, be happy.
That's dumb.
You can't do that. That's the most...
You know what? Be an accountant.
Yeah.
Just be an accountant.
Yeah.
You can't be funny. You have to do something, you know, try this, try that. But it is interesting when you, I saw this like hilarious meme that someone did with like this woman just like having a breakdown, and I think she was throwing flour everywhere and stuff, and they memed it like when the director tells you to bring them something different. It's just like, I'm like, yeah, I always go a little bit too far when I get like artistic license, I think, in a movie. But this is cool. So and the plan is obviously to do more. Well, you guys have got a TV show, right?
Yeah.
Yes. So we did a comedy theater pilot for BBC, for BBC Three, and it went on to BBC Two. And, you know, that was called the JPD show, Javan Percy D show, which is a sketch show which we created. And, you know, that show it was a pilot initially, and we're waiting to hear.
What channel was it?
It was on BBC Two.
It was a major channel. Wow, well done.
You didn't hear that part, Kev?
No, I was just kind of reading the next question.
Good. That's a good answer. But yeah, we've got people interested. We're just kind of waiting to hear back. You know how it is, though. We're just like, if you don't take it, then we'll do it ourselves.
Yeah. It's just like, yeah, we can do it one way or the other. Just keep... you know, knocking on the door. Really.
Yeah, exactly.
And then kick it down if you don't answer.
Yeah.
I'll do it myself!
Yeah. With my own camera.
You've gone to America again, haven't you?
I just do that. I used to live in Canada as a kid. So to be fair to me, like all my old VHS and stuff, I'm like, mommy, hi. So yeah.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah. So I can get away with it, right?
I don't know if you can.
No, maybe not. But that's cool. But I'm starting my own little journey of sketch show.
Yeah.
Stuff. I've been contacted over the past couple of weeks. They're interested in a female comedy sketch show. So I'm just
sweet.
Sorry, Kev, can't be in it.
I'm put a wig on me.
You haven't got a vagina.
You don't need a wig, Kev.
Damn. Yeah,
you got enough hair there. You got enough her.
What's Kev getting it today? What's Kev doing?
Her. Damn. But,
stop sharing my content.
Stop a while ago. You haven't made any.
We're just throwing like some.
Yeah, this is a lot of shade is going across.
Yeah, so much shade.
Okay, I'm just going to pop a quick song on and then I'm going to prep you guys because I've got some challenges. We're going to do one on the live, on the Facebook live, mm-hmm. and we've got one just as like a warm up.
Oh, what kind of challenges? Like the one like last time?
This is more of an acting on because we're
did
all.
Did you play that bamboozle bean one?
Yeah, we did that.
Yeah, dog food.
Yeah. No, there's no way.
Have you done the other challenge? How big is your. You haven't done that challenge?
No.
Oh, phone. Is it an iPhone Plus or is it an iPhone?
Yes. What did you guys think?
How big is your phone?
It's small. It's average.
It's an average size
8210.
I just thought it on the radio. Right, I'm going through all the music today. It's like from 80s movies.
Wicked.
So,
let's do it.
I'm going to do, oh my God, this one.
I want to dance with somebody.
Close. Woo! Close. This is another one from Uncle Buck. This is called Wild Thing by.
Oh.
Wild
Thing.
No. Listen.
You got it with a voice.
It's got it with a voice.
On the weekend comes, I go get live with the honey. Rolling down the street, I saw this girl when she was pumping. I winked my eyes, got into the ride, went to a club with jumping. Introduced myself as Low, she said, you're a liar. I said, I got it going on, baby doll, and I'm on fire. Took her to the hotel, she said, you're the king. I said, be my queen, if you know what I mean, and let's do the wild thing. Wild. Wild thing. Shopping at the mall, looking for some gear to buy. I saw this girl, she gon' rock my world, and I had to adjust my fly. She looked at me and smiled and said, you have plans for the night? I said, hopefully if things go well, I'll be with you tonight. So we journeyed to a house, one thing led to another. I get in the door, I go hit the floor, looked up and it was a mother. I didn't know what to say, I was hanging by a string. She said, hey Jew, I was once like you and I like to do the wild thing. Wild thing. She loved to do the wild thing. Wild thing. Please, baby, baby, please. Posse in effect. Hanging out is always hype. And with me and the crew, leave a shindig. I'm with a girl who's just my type. Saw this luscious little frame. I ain't lying, fella, she was fine. This sweet young Miss Cole gave me a kiss and I knew that she was mine. Took her to the limousine. Still parked outside. I tipped the chauffeur when it was over and I gave her my own ride. Didn't get her off my jock, she was like static cling. But that's what happens when body starts slapping from doing the wild thing. Wild thing. Wild thing. She wanted to do the wild thing.
Wildfire. Doing a little show at the local discotheque. This fire chick was on my jock, so I said, what the heck? She wanted to come on stage and do a little dance. So I said, chill for now and maybe later you'll get your chance. So when the show was finished, I took her around the way. And what do you know, she was good to go without a word to say. We was all alone and she said, Tone, let me tell you one thing. I need $50 to make you holler. I get paid to do the wild thing. Say what? Yo, love, you must be kidding. Yo, walkie, baby, just break out of here. Hasta la vista, baby.
Boom! Ever so slightly late on that. Sorry. We were talking business. Okay, right. So I've got a game. We're going to be going Facebook Live really, really shortly.
Exciting.
So tune in. I think if you go straight to Kevin
Freshwater.
Kevin Freshwater's page, you're going to see us all live. Hello, everybody on the cameras. Everyone wave to the cameras.
Yes, a Kevin video we can share.
It's been at least 3 months. Don't worry, I'm coming back. There's big things planned. Don't worry.
Right.
I'm biding my time.
I know. I know.
We're going to play game show. It's called Scenes from a Sock. Okay, so I'm going to put...
Are we live?
We are.
Show them the sock.
I think we're live. So Scenes from a Sock. I've put some improvisation scenes in here and we're going to pull them out and we're just going to see who can get the funniest.
Let's do it.
Okay. Reaction.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Everybody warm up.
Thespian.
Okay. Things you might just regret saying on a first date.
Want to see my penis?
You might regret saying that, yeah.
Oh, look, pressure.
So, is your dad like seeing anyone? No.
So, what did you order? Because I ordered I ordered chips and stuff. What did you order? You got the steak?
I got one. Oh, I've been waiting ages for my date.
Ah, you look nothing like your Tinder picture.
You're like, wow, you... yeah.
Put on a little bit of timber.
I'll get the bill.
You regret saying that? Oh, yeah, because it's
always.
Like...
Yeah.
Me!
Yeah. Always.
I always spit the bill. I always...
Oh, you're really going to eat all of that?
That's good.
Yeah, okay, I think you win that round. Okay, second thing. Weird things to happen at a doctor's exam.
My God, you've got a big penis.
So, bend over, Mr. Freshwater, and I'm going to insert my finger.
That's not weird. That's not what happens, right?
I only come here for a chesty cough.
Cough, please. I'd say... Oh, no. That's a rectal thermometer. I wouldn't put... No, take it out.
Okay.
Yeah, where's the sound at? Because you've got a show.
Oh, hell no!
Hell to the na-na-na-na! Oh, hell no!
Okay, yeah, things that... Yeah, doctor... Okay, let's move on.
Move on. That's a tricky one. That's a tough one.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Okay. People you don't want to sit next to on a plane...
That's political.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's brave again. Should I say that? Yeah.
No, I'm thinking like, wah. Like, you don't want to
but why would
there.
You be doing that?
It's a baby.
It's a baby.
Oh, yeah. Because you're a baby. Yeah. Yeah.
Or even, who did that? Stinks.
Yeah, be like, maybe someone.
That's an unusually big laptop.
Oh, I'm just going to say it.
That's a very large laptop.
I'm just going to say it. Damn, you's fat.
Who else on the plane?
I've got one, yeah? You ready, yeah? Things you say to the man, them.
Things you say to the man, them.
Give man a talk.
Your sister's fire, you know. Your sister.
That's what you say to man, them.
Your sister.
To the man, them.
Your sister's
nice.
like awkward things you say to the...
No, oh, it's not awkward things you say to the mandem. I think it was just real things.
Okay. Yeah.
But I'm not a mandem, so...
No, but you would say stuff to
the
mandem.
Yeah, but you still say stuff to the mandem.
I'd say...
Like, we say stuff to the girl then.
Yeah. Oh, right.
So what would you say to the girl then?
We saying babes.
Yeah.
What are you saying?
Does that normally work?
Huh?
Does that normally
every
work?
Every time. Every time. Every time.
What are you saying?
60% of the time, it works every time.
What would you say to the girl then? Don't move, don't move, don't move, don't move, don't move, don't move.
Wait, 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 don't move, don't even blink. Don't move.
Okay, alright, well, if we're playing that game, then it would be,
I swear,
like,
this has never happened before. little poem. Roses are red, violets are blue. I got a knife and I get in a fucking van. That works every time. That's like 100% success rate.
Yeah, I bet it would work, mate, because you got a knife out.
Moving on. Okay, inappropriate things to say at a funeral.
Ooh. Okay.
I don't know.
Is he going to be...
I got one.
Go on.
Go on.
I'm still alive, guys.
It's just a prank. It's just a prank. It's just a prank.
Probably like. So what are you saying?
What? Don't move! Don't move! Don't move! Don't move! Don't move!
That's pretty inappropriate. Oh my god! Oh my god! I might be out of sock stuff. Oh.
Great, make up some stuff.
Let's make up some more. What about things that you shouldn't say to the in-laws when you meet the in-laws?
Me and your daughter.
He's an excellent lover. Well done. Be like, wow.
I hope she looks just as good as you do at your age.
To the dad. Not the mother.
Yeah. Okay, anything else before?
Can I compare breasts?
Definitely related. Yeah. Definitely. Awkward parent-in-law stuff. Okay, I'm going to try to bang
Things you say to your ex.
Things Ooh. That you should say to your ex or shouldn't say.
Oh.
Things you say.
Shouldn't, but you...
Okay.
Accidentally did.
I miss you!
Things you shouldn't say.
I miss you so much.
Things you shouldn't say.
That's easy, isn't it?
Oh my god, I've got this new boyfriend now. He's amazing. He's like so much...
I miss you.
So much better than
Take
better.
Me back.
I miss you. No, that was said to me. My ex said to me when I met Robert David. He was like... I've got this, I'm in love, I've got this new girlfriend, and like, it's just, the sex is just so good.
What,
I'm
is
like,
he Italian?
French.
Whoa. He just out there
he
just
went
said
out
it.
Said
what?
It.
He said, I've got this new girlfriend, and the sex is just so good.
Yeah, he's like, I'm in love with her.
I was she
like,
is an amazing lover.
Yeah, but
and I was like, I just, there's a whole new experience of
what,
the sex
what is the
I never
French
knew before.
Revival?
I was like, oh, I'm here! That was particularly.
But okay. do you think he was lying, or did you get a genuine consensus?
No, I think he was genuinely like in love with this girl. Right.
Okay,
and I was like, that's not appropriate, mate. Don't tell me about your sex life. Yeah. It's just not. You don't even. But then you know what? 9 months later, he texted me, "I missed you."
Okay.
So I'm like, oh.
Okay.
It wasn't love. It
you
was
won
just
that battle.
Lust.
You won that battle.
Yeah.
Won that 10 points to more. Things that you shouldn't say to an ex. I don't know. What should you not? Well, you definitely shouldn't say anything about the sex.
It's an easy one, though, isn't it? That one.
You might want to get yourself checked.
That was
playing.
A good one, Kev.
Well done, Kev.
It's tough. It's tough when you've got improv.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a bit of pressure.
Yeah,
like a bit of pressure.
Yeah,
well, it is.
Yeah,
we're not stand-ups, isn't it? We're
just
comedians.
And we don't script nothing.
Not even pranks.
Okay, well done. That was good. I think that's the end of the Facebook Live. So thanks for tuning in.
Well, yeah.
Like and share the video with Kevin.
Follow me.
Yeah, please follow Kevin. He needs some help.
I need it.
Right, let's run along to some music. I'm going to go for, oh, this is another one from Uncle Buck. It's like a triple hat trick from
loving a bit of Uncle Buck.
Loving a bit of Uncle Buck.
Uncle Buck. Have you seen the movie? Uncle Buck.
So good. John Hughes, 18.
No, I haven't seen it.
It's a good film.
It's a classic. The guy who wrote Home Alone.
You haven't seen it, have you?
No, I haven't seen it.
Man. I haven't seen it either.
Yeah,
well, you should go home and educate yourself. So this is...
Oh, we've got to educate ourselves.
Oh, we've got to educate ourselves.
This is Buster Move.
Shot fired.
All right, we'll see. After the break, we'll see.
Buster Move.
Fellas, try to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down cause you're overzealous. Play hard to get females, get jealous. Okay, smarty, go to a party. Girls are scantily clad, showing body. A chick walks by, you wish you could sex her, but you're standing on the wall like you was Poindexter. Next day's function, high class luncheon. Food is served and you're stone cold munching. Music comes on, people start to dance, but then you ate so much you nearly split your pants. A girl starts walking, guys start gawking. Sits down next to you and starts talking. Says she wanna dance cause she likes to groove. So come on, fatso, and just bust a move. Someone could cure your lonely condition. Looking for love in all the wrong places. No fine girls, just ugly faces. From frustration, first inclination is to become a monk and leave the situation. But every dark tunnel has a light of hope. So don't hang yourself with a celibate rope. New movie's showing, so you're going. Could care less about the five you're blowing. Theater gets dark just to start the show. Then you spot a fine woman sitting in your row. She's dressed in yellow, she says hello. Come sit next to me, you fine fellow. You run over there without a second to lose. And what comes next? Hey, bust a move. Seem witty. Tell a funny joke just to get some play. Then you try to make a move and she says no way. Girls are faking, goodness sake. They want a man who brings home the bacon. Got no money and you got no car, then you got no woman. And there you are. Some girls are sadistic, materialistic. Looking for a man makes them opportunistic. The lion on the beach perpetrating a tan so that a brother with money can be their man. So on the beach you're strolling, real high rolling. Everything you have is yours and not stolen. A girl runs up with something to prove. So don't just stand there and bust the move. The bride walks down just to start the wedding, and there's one more girl you won't be getting. So you start thinking, then you start clicking. A bridemaid looks and thinks that you're winking. She thinks you're kinda cute, so she winks back. And now you're feeling really firm, cause the girl is stacked. Reception's jumping, bass is pumping. Look at the girl and your heart starts thumping. Says she wanna dance to a different groove. Now you don't want to do G-Bust the move.
Robinson, it's Kent Jones, and usually I like to be in the front, but right now this is back row and chill.
sexual. I love his voice so much. Little bit of back row and chilling. Have you ever chilled in the back row?
Who was that, by the way?
That's Ken Jones.
Okay, okay.
In the back room?
Back, have you ever back rowed and chill? Like in the back row of the cinema?
Oh.
And chill?
Yeah.
Like Netflix.
That's not really the prime seat for a cinema, no?
Yeah.
You would be like in the middle, not if you want to go and watch the movie, it's not.
Kevin's always there.
He's always there. I haven't backseated and chilled before. Have you, Johanna? Have you backseated and chilled?
Yeah, you backseat, yeah.
You took a bit longer.
Because this was a conception that you've obviously.
I'm brave, I'm in the front.
No, but so, back row and chilled, this is your show.
You front rowed and chilled.
Yeah.
You front rowed and chilled.
I'm an exhibitionist, so.
Have you Netflixed and chilled?
Who hasn't?
Oh, you've Netflixed and chilled?
Yeah,
have you BBC London chilled?
Have you David Attenborough chilled?
Actually, we do like a documentary. We do.
And here we have. Okay.
It's a little weird.
I think it can enhance.
Look, that French guy, I don't know what was going on.
What we got there is a koala bear.
and here we have a wild Frenchman.
No, it's honestly, it can work. It's like, and here we have the lioness. And like, just get involved.
But okay. How long do you keep it up for? Like, you got to drop it sometime because you're focused on. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The lion goes in for the kill, and then so do I.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Do you just make lion noises then?
Right. Do you know what? I'm going to leave it up to everyone else which animal you would like to take the form of, but I recommend animal roleplay.
Okay. Animal roleplay.
I do. Roleplay. I think it's, you know, it's.
You should like have
throw
a brand.
Faces at each other like monkeys.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
You never done that? Just me then, yeah, okay.
Anyway, let us know at home if there's any unusual chill situations you've ever chilled in. Then, like, email in chill@foobarradio.com. Yes. Okay, right. I've got another quiz.
Okay.
Another quiz. It'd be the first quiz that we do today with you. Because it's a Christmas-themed quiz.
Okay.
Because
okay.
I heard the Christmas music in the shop for the first time this week, and I was just like, this is too early.
It's too early.
And inappropriate. Yeah,
probably the first time this year, though, because they don't really do it every week, do they?
No. Well, the first time I've heard this week.
So you heard them last week?
The week before, yeah, didn't affect me. But we haven't even had bonfire night, so I'm like, what are you doing? So I thought I'd do an inappropriate Christmas-timed quiz.
Yes.
Cool. Now, okay, so I'm going to, like, I'll have my buzzer as well. Love my buzzer. And, okay, so if anybody knows the answer, be like, I know, and then we'll see. Okay. We'll see, okay. So, who wrote the... It's quite hard as well.
Okay.
Who wrote the original story... that A Christmas Story was based on? A. Gene Shepherd. B. Edgar Allan Poe. C. Charles Dickens.
Charles Dickens.
B.
A.
Edgar Allan Poe. It was A. Gene Shepherd.
Well done. Charles Dickens was the only one I knew.
1 point to me.
Yeah, I thought that, but... Charles Dickens wrote Scrooge. Not A Christmas Story.
Scrooge.
Okay, so talking of Scrooge, in Disney's 2009 A Christmas Carol, which actor voiced Scrooge and all three Christmas ghosts?
Say that again. Sorry, I missed.
In Disney's 2009 A Christmas Carol, which actor voiced Scrooge and all three ghosts?
Jim Carrey?
Well, I didn't even give me the options, but yes, it was Jim Carrey! Okay. In the original Miracle on 34th Street, which two department stores were extensively referenced in the film? Was it A, Bloomingdale's and Macy's?
Yeah.
Was it B, Lord & Taylor and Bloomingdale's? Or was it C, Macy's and Gimbel's?
Bloomingdale's and Macy's.
A.
Bloomingdale's
and Macy's.
Wait, yeah. What was it? Bloomingdale appeared twice in that, didn't it?
It was Bloomingdale's and Macy's. B, Lord & Taylor and Bloomingdale's. Or C, Macy's and Gimbel's?
A.
A or B?
I'm going A.
All right, you've got to go B.
Bloomingdale's was never mentioned in the movie. It's Macy's and Gimbel's. Gimbel's is the massive toy shop.
I tried to be really confident with that.
Definitely. Okay. According to Will Ferrell's character, Buddy the Elf, in the film Elf, what is the best way to spread Christmas cheer?
By singing loud for all to hear.
Yeah! He's not even an actor. Right, okay, it's gutting. Which star had a breakout role in How the Grinch Stole Christmas? Was it A, Chloe Grace Moretz? Was it B, Miley Cyrus? Was it C, Taylor Momsen?
Taylor Momsen.
A.
You're saying what?
A.
You're saying A, Chloe Momsen. Grace Moretz, and you're saying Taylor. It was, in fact, Taylor Momsen.
Aha! You said it because you didn't know, didn't you?
Did you know that, or did you guess that?
She guessed it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was her. You know that's what she was like, the cutest little button, little like Cindy Lou.
Yeah, I remember her.
And then she went one like,
I can do the Who face.
Go on, Cindy Lou. He can do a good
Yeah, he can
Who.
Do
well
oh
done.
God.
You do good Who's, wow, everybody.
We're Who's. We should cast for the Mitchell. Yeah.
I love the Grinch. I love it. Hate. Double hate. Loathe entirely. Love that film. Yeah, so Taylor Momsen went off the rails and turned into like this crazy slut girl. Do you not know her?
Nah.
Google her. Google Taylor Momsen and you'll see.
Slut girl. Hey, look, you lot, educate yourselves, all right? Educate yourselves.
What website's she on, Hub? What?
Taylor Momsen. TaylorMomsen.com. XXX, I don't know. Right, in Home Alone, which pet does Kevin Trentler unleash on the. Kevin!
This is not fair. This is not fair.
He does. It was a snake, a German shepherd, or a tarantula. It was a tarantula, wasn't it? Bet that's the last one. Okay, here we go. Let's find one. So, what is the name of Jack Skeleton's dog in A Nightmare Before Christmas?
Oh, I don't know.
Is it
Good
A?
Movie, though.
Are we going to get some options?
Zero. Is it B, Spot? Is it C, Jack-O-Lantern?
Jack-O-Lantern.
Spot.
Jack-O-Lantern.
Spot, Jack-O-Lantern.
Spot.
Jack-O-Lantern.
The winner is Zero. Jack and hey. You.
Oh, hell no.
Hell to the na-na-na-na. Well done. Okay, I think, Kevin, you did win that quiz, actually. You won the Christmas quiz.
Sorry, boys. There should only be one.
Kevin wrote it.
Yeah, we set this
up. Are you fans of Christmas?
I'm a big Christmas fan.
The spirit.
I basically just spend it eating and watching TV. That's like the family...
Yeah. Bing.
We don't really bond or anything. We just watch
siblings.
TV.
Yeah, I'm trying to switch up that, man.
I'm one of four.
You got siblings that are like obsessed with?
I've got a little,
Christmas.
Like, my little sister's nine.
My big sister, Christine Freshwater, because she's listening, she just texts me. Obsessed. Shout like, Christmas out. Obsessed. There's a channel actually on, I don't know what channel it is, but it's just Christmas movies all day long.
She's just
watching it in October, like, texting
me. Do you know what gets peak? Like, when you got, like, brothers and sisters and all that stuff, and you got to buy them all presents.
Presents, yeah.
Yeah.
What you got to do? This is the technique.
It's getting expensive.
There's a technique, yeah? You start an argument in October, you fall out of them all, prepare yourself. You fall out of them all just before Christmas, you buy no one nothing, and then afterwards you go, oh yeah, let's make up, man. It's New Year's, New Year's resolution, let's all be friends.
You've done that before, haven't you?
Yeah, or I'll just get a flight to Spain and see my mate Mitchell. Get that boy into the road.
Aren't these millions of views getting what? The millions of views are getting like presents and stuff,
no? No.
What?
The
millions of views you guys get, like, they're getting like presents and stuff like this year. Yeah.
My page
30
isn't,
million,
my page isn't
million.
Monetized and get a penny from my millions of views. But I do it for the fun, guys. I'm in it for the banter and the fun.
I used to say that.
No, one year though, I did get my Christmas presents stolen.
Oh.
Oh.
Like, you got Grinched.
Like, legit got Grinched, yeah.
Not
so,
from your family.
Where'd you live?
Yeah. So we went up to my grandparents every year in Birmingham, and what happened? What the
Birmingham?
So they broke into the house,
Birmingham.
And so normally we get all the presents, and you go down, you know, you go downstairs, and there's presents everywhere.
I'm
and it's
from Birmingham.
It's a very sad story.
This is sad, yeah. I'm
actually,
sorry,
I think we need
sorry.
A little bit of the sad music. So what happened was, you came down on Christmas Day. This is like more of a sexual sad story. That wasn't right. I was very young.
Back to that animal stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
We know what she was.
But then they came and they stole every single present that we had.
No,
and at first I thought it was a prank from my parents. Because like, we came down and my mum was like, I'm really sorry, kids, but the presents
Christmas
got stolen.
Come this year.
I know.
That's unfair.
And then I started laughing, like,
they didn't even buy you no present. They're just like, the presents got stolen, kids. Like, sorry about that.
It was a cheap year. No, then all the parents started crying, and then I knew that it wasn't a prank. And it was
jeez.
It was like,
you know,
awful.
What? It's a good thing that's that you lot are going to be buying us presents this year, because those friends. Yeah.
But again, I'm just saying, man, Christmas ain't all about the presents, guys. It's about
I had my presents stolen. It's all about the presents.
That's like when they say it's not all about winning; it's about taking part.
Yeah.
Oh, shut up.
We should do a Secret Santa.
We should.
There we are. It's cheap, and we all get a present.
Okay.
What now?
Cheeto.
I got you a glass of water.
Fresh from the tap. from fresh water.
Fresh water.
Sorry, I'm tired. Let's go for another song. Actually, oh my gosh, we're like with so much airtime. It's so much fun having you guys on, but we have to go to our film review section next. So cool. We're going to say a huge thank you and goodbye.
Okay.
And good luck for the weekend movie.
Wait, yeah, and go into ourscreen.com.
Yeah, because how do people come and see that movie?
Let's book your tickets.
Okay, so this is an independent film.
Let's do it.
It's an independent film, and in order to get it out there and to get more made, we need you guys to support us.
You got any exciting music for this? It's fine. I'll do it.
Okay, ready. Yeah. So, what do you need to do?
We're just dropping the film.
In order for you to support our film,
yes,
we need you to support us by coming to the cinema. You can get tickets by
ourscreen.com,
and you can order a ticket. And once a ticket has been ordered, you can watch it. Yeah, just do that. Yeah.
The weekend.
Shout out to you, man. Thank you guys for having
us.
Thank you,
and
yo.
Thanks
for coming.
Gonna watch the film.
Yeah,
that's all right, guys. Thank you so much. We'll see you on soon.
Love and guidance.
From Ferris Bueller's Day Off, but it was of course written by and performed by the Beatles. So I've got Kevin Freshwater still
Hello,
in the studio with
me,
and we've been joined by Lucy Patterson.
Hello.
Back for Film Club again.
Film Club time.
Yay.
Right. My computer screen just glitched. It was like a horror movie.
That was scary.
Scary stuff. So, what have people been watching this week? What have we been loving? Or hating.
I actually went to cinema this morning.
This morning?
I had a day off work on purpose so that I could actually go and see The Accountant.
Oh, the new Ben.
Yeah.
Ben Thingyville. Ben Thingy Affleck.
Christian Slater, as my mum said.
Yeah. How was it?
It was really good, actually.
Okay.
I've got a few things to say about it, but where I'd been watching the trailer quite a lot, because they released quite a few different ones. I was so, so excited for it because I love Ben Affleck and Anna Kendrick. She's obviously in everything.
Oh, yeah. But, she's just kind of... tiny part in Twilight, teeny-weeny part in Twilight, and now she's just taken over
everyone.
She's
just gone. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But, it was a really good film. It was a good... dark, twisty thriller, and you know, the story was really well
thought
out.
The canon?
The accountant.
Never.
Yeah, Ben Affleck, basically, he's an autistic child. Well, yeah. Okay, I will agree with that.
He's an autistic child.
He's an autistic child, quite severely autistic. And the story is sort of told in a non-linear fashion, you know, with lots of flashbacks to different time periods. It's not even... It is all over the place, I must admit, but and you do have to really think to get your head around it.
To work it out.
But he ends up turning into this, like, ninja-esque total badass. Mm. And he's an accountant for... drug cartels, the mafia, you know, all these people.
Oh, I've seen this advertised.
Yeah, and he gets hired by this firm that thinks someone's stolen money from him, and he has to find the hole in it. He's like this total genius with maths. I can't really say much more because it really will give the story away, but it's about him and his life and his past and trying to move on in his present and things like that, and it's quite clever.
Who does Anna Kendrick play?
She is the employee at the firm who found what she thinks is stolen money, and he's brought in to obviously find the stolen money, and when he finds it, there's an entire shitstorm that goes down, and she sort of gets caught up in it, you know.
Caught in the shit.
Proper caught in the shit. And he is trying to protect her, really, so I can't say anymore because it just ruined it. There's just, you know, that's all I can really say about the story, but it was good, but it didn't really know what it was. You know, when the tone of a film is completely jumbled, it could have been this really quirky, like sophisticated dark drama, but it's got like John Wick type action sequence in it, and there's a bit of rom-com in it, and I was sitting there thinking, well, what is this supposed to be?
It's a bit of a mishmash.
It is a mishmash, but
mashed potato movie.
Totally, but it's a good film.
It's a mishmash.
Or what they call those quilts that you sew together. It's like a quilted
patchwork.
It's a patchwork quilt movie.
Yes.
Bit of this, bit of that.
Yeah, definitely.
So, shit.
it's actually really good. It is a good film. Worth seeing, definitely.
I
out of 10, what would you give it out of 10?
I'd give it a 7. Because it had no idea. I suppose so. It just had
it's a Friday. It's because it's a Friday.
Yeah, you know. Happy Friday.
A couple of bottles of wine.
Bands.
Best movie ever.
That was in the cinema earlier. Yeah.
Well, I haven't been able to make it to the cinema this week.
I've been busy.
But I have been watching and catching up on my Netflix.
Uh-huh.
And I have been watching the new series of Black Mirror.
Oh, yeah. Did we talk about that last week?
Yeah, I saw the first episode, and then me and my brother went through and we watched 4 more last night.
Did you binge right into the
binged.
Layers?
We
loved it.
Just one more.
And then it's 4 o'clock in the morning. Like that.
No. We binged watched Black Mirror, and we actually binged as well. Like, we went and we broke into my mum's Christmas chocolate stash. Sorry, mum, if you're listening. I'm going to replace it. So we binged on chocolate wrappers. And we're like
lovely.
This huge pile of chocolate wrappers and watching. But honestly, Black Mirror, it's incredible. It's basically episodic, a bit like The Twilight Zone. So every episode's completely different story, completely different directed production, you know.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, with that, then maybe you don't even know what you're going to get. So maybe one's going to be crap. I literally can't choose between the first 5.
Really? Oh, I love it when you find something like that.
It's incredible. Whoever's brains wrote, and everything about the series is that there's always a twist.
Oh, lovely.
I always think that as well. Like, when they're so in depth, like, it's crazy. How do they write? I would love to have that sort of brain. Like Inception and things.
Yeah.
Like,
oh my God.
How do you write stuff like that?
It's very, very Inception-y, like very much. So the first episode was obviously what I spoke about last week about being on the social media in this world. A lot of them are set in the future so that you've got artistic license to be wacky and sci-fi. But yeah, like a world where everyone's on a particular social media app and everybody gets judged and rated. And if you've got a certain rating, if you're over 4.5, you get certain access to the thing. You're treated like royalty, and if you've got lower than a 3, then you're treated like crap. And so then the second one was called Playtest, and it's all about this guy who's travelling the world, and he gets to London and he needs some cash. His car doesn't work, so he signs up to be a games tester. Ooh. Which you think, oh, fun,
yeah,
great.
Yeah, this is a good job.
So Monopoly.
Not that kind of game. He signs up to this like really secretive Japanese high tech brand, and they basically put this computer chip in his
bit extreme for Monopoly
in his neck. It's the new Monopoly out 2019. He gets this computer chip in his neck, and it basically it messes with it. So it's a bit like virtual reality, but messing with your own senses. Ooh. And what it will do is to scare you properly, it will go into your own memories and create the scariest things it can think of. So if you're scared of spiders, guess what's going to be in the game?
Oh, wow.
so the whole thing is very Inception-y, and it's about the guy. He can't work out what's computer
what's it
game. It's called Playtest, was the second
sounds
on
like
Black Mirror. And then the another episode we watched, which was amazing, was all about in a sort of post-apocalyptic there's this guy in the army and it's his first time out, and there are these things called roaches. Which is a
sounds gross
a subspecies of human, and they're trained all their life to kill the roaches. And it's but then again I can't give away the twist without watching it, but it's basically all to do with the twist is again all to do with
he's a roach.
Perception and every single episode of Black Mirror, it parallels, because my brother was just saying, oh, well, this is just about race. And I was like, yeah, of course. It's a parallel to something. And then another episode was all about, this one, Gavin, you'll get this one. It's all about...
He's dumbing it down.
Social... No, because you were...
Kevin, you get this one. Right?
No.
I know you don't understand nothing else. This one you can
this one
get.
Fine.
No, Kevin, you'll relate to this one. It's all about social media. Okay. And people, basically, it's called making people responsible for being a troll.
Oh.
So if you troll somebody,
good message.
Freaking hate trolls.
Trolls, man. So basically, saying that people are keyboard warriors. But what if there was a physical consequence of your trolling?
Wow, yeah.
So it was all really clever, and they make this hashtag.
There should be.
And if you use the hashtag, if you troll someone with this death hashtag, basically like a death wish.
Thing is though, with trolls, they don't actually exist in the real world, because I've never had anyone come up and say
Exactly.
No one would ever say.
And if they'll see it, what did I still think? Trolls are like crickets. Haters are like crickets.
Yeah.
You hear them. But as soon as you go near them, they quiet down.
Good analogy. Is that the word?
So
analogy?
I think that was possibly one of my favourite episodes was all the one about basically a series of a hashtag was trending on Twitter called hashtag #death2 and whoever gets the most votes ended up dead.
Oh my god,
it's like the police are looking into how the hell did these people kill these social media viral things, it's just absolutely amazing. So we were up until the late hours last night watching Black Mirror, and I cannot recommend it enough. And it's on Netflix, so you can.
It's just so easy.
And somebody you must know has Netflix, so there's no excuse not to see it.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm just going to pop to one of our last songs. This is from a film called Some Kind of Wonderful. Lucy, I was hoping you'd know it. Again, John Hughes. This basically has been the John Hughes show.
John Hughes is my favourite human
He's
being
my favourite
ever.
Director. And
next to Noel Gallagher, obviously.
He died a couple of years ago, and I was so gutted because...
Oh, I was. I really felt like I wanted to cry.
I always dreamed that I was going to somehow be in one of his projects or connected to one of his projects.
It's never too late, Jara. You dream that dream.
But he's dead, but okay. We'll we'll work around it.
Ouija board.
Maybe.
Monopoly.
So this is a film from... this is a song from Some Kind of Wonderful. It's Miss Amanda Jones by the Rolling Stones.
Amanda Jones.
love that song from that film. Good old Rolling Stones. So, finally, what film... Come on.
Oh, crap. What can I hear?
Sorry, guys. I thought the show was over. We've got 5 more minutes. Okay, I'm back. I'm back.
We're back in.
And bring it back in the room.
And
you're back in the room.
So what was the other thing you went to see, Lucy?
The Light Between Oceans.
Which is the Fassbender.
Yes, Fassbender and Alicia Vikander.
Vikander, who actually fell in love real life.
And do you know what? You can really see it happening
As well. In the movie.
It's so beaut to watch. It really is.
What's the film about? I don't really know much.
It's a drama.
Right.
Michael Fassbender plays this war veteran, World War I think it was. He comes back from war, you know, he's a damaged person. He's thinking, okay, what can I go and do to get myself away from everybody? So he decides to be a lighthouse keeper.
That's very secluded, isn't it?
Very away from everybody. I think they're in Australia, because they keep talking about the Commonwealth, and they're definitely not in England, so I think they're in Australia.
Okay.
Probably should have researched that, but didn't. And before he goes, he has dinner with his family, and you can see him and the daughter, which is played by Alicia Vikander, having a little... sparked match over the lunch table, and it so happens that she ends up, they get married, and they go and live on this little island together.
In the lighthouse,
yeah. And a boat washes up with a dead man on it and an infant, a little girl baby who's crying and still alive. Obviously the dad's dead.
Yeah,
she killed him.
Yeah, probably with her rattle. So they decide to keep the baby.
Oh.
Don't report the death.
Let's send the boat back. Keep
the boat and the baby.
Send that back off again. Yeah, exactly. But before this all happened, they lost 2 babies of their own.
Oh, okay.
So she's not in her right mind. He's against it from the start. But she's like, no, I'm going to keep the baby, whatever.
Do they keep the dead body?
They bury it, bless them. They do bury it, and he marks it with like a stone so he knows where it is. I mean, him straight away, he knows that this is absolute madness, and it is all going to come back and bite him in the arse. And I mean, you can see from the trailer it does. The child's mum turns up, and it all unfolds into this, you know, really lovely, but also heartbreaking story, you know.
So it's good overall? Like a yeah?
I liked it, yeah. I thought that it was amazing performances.
Maybe one for the DVD? Or is it worth cinema ticket?
I would say if you are a cinema nutcase like I am, then go. If not, I'd probably wait. Like I said, it was me, Baz, and loads of old people. I don't really know what happened there. It was really, really good.
Now it's the end of the show, Kevin.
Okay.
Yeah. Now we can relax.
Goodbye, farewell. I'll be avenging you.
Right. Thank you so much, Kevin, for coming back
again.
Thank
you for having me.
You will be back again, I'm sure.
Thank you again, Lucy.
Thank you for having me.
I challenge everybody to go out and watch more films and come back for a film club.
Yay.
Which is cool. Right. So the last song is by The Smiths, and it was in Ferris Bueller's Day Off and many other films. It's called Please, Please, Please Let Me Get What I Want, because someone's
going to... Another brilliant choice.
Someone's going to want something at this weekend, so let's just sing this on the way. On the way to the pub.
Goodbye, guys. I miss you already. Till next time. I love you. I love you all. I love you all.
Good times for a change. See, the luck I've had can make a good man turn bad. So please, 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 let me get what I want this time. Haven't had a dream in a long time. See, the life I've had can make a good man bad. So for once in my life, let me get what I want. Lord knows it would be the first time. Lord knows it would be the first time.